Now, InspireFest 2017 is approaching, and unlike other tech events, the speakers will not be all straight white males. Anne O'Dea saw an opportunity for women in tech to get their own platform where their voices will be heard. 3 years ago, the CEO of Silicon Republic set up InspireFest, and Anne O'Dea is with me in studio. Good morning, Anne.
Morning, Jonathan.
Why did you do this? I mean, you obviously had taken offence at something. So what was it?
Well, I wouldn't say offence necessarily, but I suppose we've been covering the sector for so many years and we travel the world and we go to so many events here locally in Silicon Valley, in London, you name it. And that, you know, what we found was that you end up with this really strange dynamic where, you know, there's some women in the audience and then it's nearly all male, white, straight people on stage. So it wasn't even uniquely to create an event for women. It was to create an event that would have role models for young women and men to see that to be an expert, you don't necessarily have to be male and white.
Why did that culture exist? That is it down to the fact that coding was seen as a nerdy pursuit and that a lot of guys got into it and they wouldn't necessarily have had a lot of female friends? I'm really generalizing. I don't offend anybody here. But is that how the culture built up?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the perceptions, but it's incredibly complicated. It all starts with on the side of the girls as well. It's a problem before you ever take that on, is that this whole phenomenon of the pink toys aisle, for example, is something we talk about a lot, where young girls are kind of, you know, they're not encouraged to take risks and be, you know, be risk takers and explore. They're kind of encouraged to be nice and, you know, quiet.
Girls' Lego sums that up very
nicely.
Oh
my gosh,
boys'
yeah.
Lego, you can make
yeah.
rocket ships and, yeah. and you can fight battles. Girls' Lego is all about building houses and
yeah,
horses.
But in fairness to Lego, they got called out on that and they have made major improvements. And they're just about to launch their first NASA scientist Lego figures, for example, all women. So, you know, a lot of the companies are getting called out on that at the moment. Just to address your other point, yeah, there is a perception problem as well when it comes to science and technology, which is that it is nerdy and that. And there's a problem when it comes to teachers and parents who don't really understand these careers of the future, which are so varied, whether it's technology or the arts or science. You know, that there's technology within every company now. Every company is a tech company now.
Yeah, I was listening to a debate yesterday and it was all about getting young people involved in science. And like, you've traditionally, home economics would have been a thing whereby girls did home economics, boys did woodwork. And
when
there was no option. But yeah. In some schools, there's still no option.
Yeah, no, that has historically been a huge problem. I mean, there's big efforts. Obviously, when you're talking about the pipeline here, you're talking about the kids coming through. There's big efforts going on, without question. But there's still disappointing figures. Like I'm sure you saw the Irish Times article there the other day that showed that there were only 38 girls who took engineering in the Leaving Cert, you know, which is one of these new subjects,
much of that is down to the fact that even now in 2017, when we know that the future is in coding, we know that the future is in tech, that our education system hasn't caught up with that, that we don't teach coding in primary school to any huge degree. We most certainly don't teach it to any meaningful degree in secondary school for boys or girls. So therefore, if you're going to take on that type of challenge, it's up to mum and dad or up to the child to express an interest, and you go and you get it privately.
Yeah, without question, that all has to change. But even vis-a-vis mums and dads and teachers, they need to see successful women in these areas in order to, you know, that will, you know, this idea that you can't be what you can't see, that will encourage parents to think, oh, I won't necessarily push her towards law or push her towards, you know, nice safe job in accountancy or professional services. Why don't I push her towards these exciting careers of the future? But they need to see women with successful and happy careers in those areas. And at the moment, they're only seeing the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Richard Bransons, and they're just not seeing the role models. And that's one of the ideas with InspireFest, is to get them on stage and broadcast out, you know.
Now, I do have a problem with an all-female conference. I hate all-male panels. I avoid them if I'm involved mm-hmm. in anything. I say, mm-hmm. you can't have an all-male panel. That's not the way it works. And if always any radio program I've involved mm-hmm. in, you have to have equal representation. If I set up an all-male event, and I know you're telling me that a lot of these were all-male events previously, there would be outrage. You would be jumping up and down and you would be very annoyed over this. why shouldn't men be jumping up and down at the idea of an all-female conference that they're not invited to?
Well, for a start, I've good news for you. It's not an all-female conference. That's a complete myth around Inspirefest. In fact, 35% of our audience last year were blokes. And
but do they not have the same awkward feeling that the women would have had at those male majority events where they are in the minority?
I'd say some of them did, yeah. But is that not good for them?
Well, it's not healthy in the same way it's not healthy that women would feel inappropriate at the other.
On the contrary, it's what I found incredible last year was talking to this. Some of the most positive feedback we got last year was from the guys who, you know, most guys are bored with homogenous events as well, that's just full of people who look like themselves. You know, for example, guys are really into games, and we have like some incredible icons like Terry Pratchett's daughter, Rihanna Pratchett, on stage. Like the number of guys I know who are going almost, you know, to see her, number one. So that's the idea, is to get these kind of role models that the guys want to see as well as
but
the girls.
But would you not have been better served setting up an event that appealed to both? That you had, try for the 50-50 split. You might get 60-40, you might get 55-45. But to have a female-focused event, does that not damage the cause, if I can put it that way?
It's not a female-focused event. It is, I mean, the idea is an inclusive event. And on the, I mean, I really can't emphasise enough, the last thing we want to do is alienate the guys. And we've incredible men on stage as well, Jonathan, by the way. So like we have the president of Bell Labs, Marcus Weldon, is coming over. Raju Narasetty, who was managing editor of the Washington Post, among many other titles in his career, will be talking about the future of media and that sort of thing. We've Matt Flannery, who is one of the most exciting fintech entrepreneurs in the Valley at the moment. Yeah, I mean, I really have to emphasise it is not a women-only event.
Yeah, no, it's
and the diversity and inclusion element is as well, is that it has, the idea is it's not just about gender, it's about ethnicity, about LGBTQ. We had, I think, the first transgender speaker on stage talking about technology at Inspirefest last year. Like, that might seem like no big deal, but, you know, it actually is a big deal. You know?
Well, it's a big deal
because that becomes normalised.
Of what has gone before, which
precisely,
was a particularly male-dominated sector. How far away do you think are we from this becoming normal, that you have women are perceived as equals in the tech space?
Well, my ambition would be that Inspirefest, you know, in 5 years' time will be redundant, that there is absolutely no need for it, that all the other events will have caught up. But at the moment...
Didn't Web Summit give female attendees free tickets or something like that? They did.
What's that got to do with it?
No, I'm just wondering, like, you know,
I'm joking, but people ask me that all the time. But if you don't mind me being honest with you, like, I find that quite patronising. You know, I know all these incredible women who are working and well able to go to an event. And the reason they don't go is that they're tired of looking at the same names, the same guys, the same CEOs, and they're all the same names year after year. So they're, you know, we fill the room with women and men without making them free tickets.
You want to become extinct.
Well, that would be my absolute aim. And I'll be honest with you, Jonathan, as well, we're not looking for 50-50. That's probably not going to happen in the next 20 years. But even when you get to 30%, there's a tipping point there. And at the moment, in tech jobs, it's right down at 5 or 6% in some organisations.
Inspirefest, catch it while you can. It is on in the Borgage Energy Theatre on the 6th and 7th of July.
Exactly.
And I think you can get tickets from the website, which is...
Inspirefest.com.
Inspirefest.ie. Anne O'Dea, founder of Inspirefest, thank you very much for joining us.